USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There has been a big change at the top of Bolivia's government.
No contentos con eso, posteriormente amenazaron.
Leftist President Evo Morales is now resigning after weeks of sometimes violent protests over alleged fraud during the country's last election. BBC reporter Katie Watson says he made the move after the Organization of American States called for a new presidential election, citing irregularities.
They've called for fresh elections, but we've had the army now saying that he needs to go. This makes the next few days, few weeks very uncertain in a country that is very poor, very divided, especially now with what's happening. And I think there are a lot of question marks as to what that means for the stability of Bolivia.
The unrest in Bolivia has left 3 people dead and more than 100 people injured. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
2 Disney employees were arrested in a child pornography sting that was orchestrated by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. One was a custodial worker at Disney Resorts, the other a former Disney manager. There was also a college student and a former middle school assistant principal. They and 13 other men were charged in Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Some as young as infants in diapers that are being sexually abused.
All 17 face a number of child pornography possession charges. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says that her latest survey shows that the average price of a gallon of gas is holding steady at $2.69.
The low average in this survey is Baton Rouge $2.08, and the high is San Francisco $4.09. In between we have Honolulu $3.58, Phoenix $3.02, and Boston $2.65.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The criminal trial of longtime Donald Trump associate Roger Stone will resume on Tuesday. USA's Chris Barnes brings us up to date.
Former Trump campaign executive Steve Bannon giving potentially damaging testimony in federal court back on Friday, saying that he believed that Stone had a relationship with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Stone is on trial for witness tampering and lying to Congress, and the charges are linked to the release of hacked Democratic Party emails by WikiLeaks that had been damaging to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Stone has pleaded not guilty in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley writes in a new book that 2 top advisors to President Trump ignored or undermined him because they were trying to save the country. She says both then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly sought her help in undercutting or working around the president, but she refused. She says Tillerson told her people would die if the president wasn't restrained.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. And it goes against the Constitution, and it goes against what the American people want. And it was offensive.
She spoke on CBS Sunday Morning. Kelly disputes Haley's account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.